You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy collides with real life. I'm David Lazarus from the LA Times, in for Lizzie O'Leary. When you think of the 1950s, you might think of this.
The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring the entire Nelson family, Ozzie, Harriet, David, and Ricky.
Unending opportunity, limitless optimism. Were things really that rosy back then? And what about now? Is America still an economic promised land? Here to talk about that is Peter Capelli. He's a professor of management at the Wharton School. Welcome to Marketplace Weekend.
Thank you.
First, let's do the reality check. When we look back at the 1950s, was it in fact two chickens in every pot and everything was coming up bread and roses?
Well, I'm not sure that there were two chickens in every pot yet, but things were coming up because remember we had just come through a war with rationing of goods and services. It was difficult to get certain products. And of course, a lot of people were in the war and they came home. They're pretty happy not to be shot at. So things were looking pretty good. And for the U.S. economy, all our competitors had pretty much been wiped out by World War II. The only other industrial country that was really left unaffected was Sweden. So, you know, we had the world markets more or less to ourselves.
And at the same time, you had that huge returning workforce of the servicemen and women and the GI Bill, which allowed many of them to re-enter the workforce with new skills.
Yes, that's right. The GI Bill. My mother went to college on the GI Bill, and, you know, it provided living expenses as well as paying for your tuition. It wasn't based on loans.
So are we talking about then Ozzie and Harriet? Are we talking about the man in the gray flannel suit? Are we talking about the ability to go out and make something of yourself and advance your place in the world? Was that the 1950s?
Well, I think there's something of both to that. You know, we forget now that it was pretty common in the 1950s for companies to have something called marriage bars. These were policies that meant that as soon as a woman got married, they had to quit, because jobs were supposed to be reserved for men who were, you know, supporting families. So, you know, and for minorities, times weren't so great for them either. Back to women, if you were in a job where you were working when you were married, like, say, school teachers, if you got pregnant, that was it. As soon as you started to show, you had to quit. The idea was you went home with your family and took care of them. But on the economic side, things were getting better really pretty quickly. You know, consumer sentiments were strong, purchasing was good, new products were coming out, and through about 1972, things were going just fine.
So let's compare 1955 with 2015. Obviously, more opportunities now for women, more opportunities for people of color. And yet it seems different. It seems like all of us have to struggle a little harder to do better than our parents. And even then, maybe it's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. In the 1960s, which was really the boom period for the U.S. in modern times, real wages doubled over the 1960s. And from about 1973 on, for about 15 years after that, real wages, particularly for lower level people like high school graduates only, fell by about one third. So it was a heck of a roller coaster after about 1973. Before then, you could just be sitting in the same job, and at the end of the decade, effectively, your wages were doubling. So your ability to go someplace economically and socially was pretty terrific. After about 1973, that started to collapse. And one of the consequences, back to Ozzie and Harriet, is it now took both Ozzie and Harriet working to try to maintain the same standard of living that they had just when Ozzie was doing it by himself.
And these days, you might have to get the kids involved too.
Yeah, particularly if you live in those parts of the country where things are pretty expensive, like parts of California or New York City.
Another interesting comparison from back then to now is if you were in the middle class in the 50s, chances are you are on an upward trajectory. Whereas now, if you're in the middle class, you're struggling to keep your head above water in many cases.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think particularly if you were in the lower half of the economy, you know, we forget now that tax rates were pretty dramatically progressive. The top tax rates in the 1960s and through the early 70s were about 65% or so. That's the top marginal tax rates. But if you were at the lower end of the spectrum, the minimum wage value of the minimum wage was much higher in real terms than it is now. Unionization was quite prevalent. About a third of the workforce at its peak was unionized. And the ones that weren't, the employers were trying to keep pace with the unions to keep their employees from joining unions. So if you were a production or an hourly worker, things were pretty good for you. If you were at the top of the food chain, an executive, compared to today, things were not so great, largely because of taxes.
Where do you see the opportunities in today's society?
You know, one thing which is really different now is that you're rarely ever really stuck. You know, you're not in a company where, you know, you're not going anywhere, the immediate boss doesn't like you, and you're just stuck until you get the gold watch, which was the case, you know, a generation or so ago. You can pretty much always move now, and if you've got any kind of good skills, you could go someplace else. I think another thing which is much, much easier to do now is start a business, particularly a business that might involve technology or pretty high level of skills. It was quite difficult to do that a generation or so ago. It was difficult to get the money. It was difficult to get employees. All the good ones were locked up in lifetime employment with their own companies. And it's pretty easy to do that now, which is something we sort of take for granted. So on those sides, things are inarguably better. I think on the workplace side, that's where things have gotten tricky. Hours of work have gone up a lot. Real wages for most people have gone pretty flat over the last 25 years or so. So in the workplace, things are not so great unless you're at the top where things have gotten really good.
Well, and here's the thing to remember as well when we go back to Ozzie and Harriet. Nobody knows what Ozzie Nelson did for a living on that TV show. Peter Capelli is a professor of management at the Wharton School. Peter, thank you so much.
Thank you.